So I promise you, this is a simulation. I promise you. I'm doing a few runs and the same conversations, the same issues, the same stuff just keeps happening over and over and over. Same kind of restaurants. If I left my city, went to your city, the same kind of restaurants would be there. Same kind of food, same kind of people, same kind of personalities. It's all the same, people. If you study the etymology enough, you'll start to see that.
Keep left onto I-840 East.
Every moment is the same. It's actually a worship service, but the question is, are you going to worship the flesh? Are you going to worship the creation? Are you going to worship mankind? Are you going to worship Jezebel? Are you going to worship Delilah? Are you going to worship the work of your own hands? Are you going to worship something that you did? Or are you going to worship God? I'm picking up somebody who I picked up before. I don't remember. I remember the name, but I can't remember the person or conversation. But I know the name. And it seemed like it was a good ride. I can't remember, but it seemed like it was a decent conversation. I can't remember right now. But usually when you pick up the same person, they remember. Unless they're using the service a lot. Here's what's happening. All the distractions, all the bells and whistles is designed to keep you stuck in time. You're actually outside of time. Your body's in time. Your 3D experience is inside time, but your spirit is outside of time. And once you look at life from the spirit mind, you realize you've already done it before. And if you haven't, somebody else has. It's already happened.
In a half mile, keep right onto Lawndale Drive.
It's already happened. And it's just gonna keep happening till the end, till God, till the Bible, like it says in the book of Revelation. Time, God's gonna stop, time shall be no more, you know. He's gonna stop time. God is gonna stop it. Time will
stop. Keep right onto Lawndale Drive, then keep right onto Lawndale Drive.
That's in Revelation. Look it up. Maybe I'll post a verse when I upload this.
Keep right onto Lawndale Drive.
If I remember. But I promise you, it's a simulation. And the higher ups, the Bible says he comes back to destroy those that will destroy others. Why would God create this place as a simulation? Why would he do that? Because he wants to birth in creatures. And so the higher up Satanist.
Just ahead, turn left on Cottage Place.
They want to destroy this place. Just like they want to.
Turn left on Cottage Place.
They support abortion. They want to abort the humans being born and then being born again. They want to abort that. If somebody's getting really close to being born again, they want to abort it. They're doing everything they can to stop it. And so, not only is it happening in each city with those abortion clinics, but it's happening in a universal sense. The devil wants to abort to destroy the earth. Jesus comes back to destroy those who would destroy the earth, like Bill Gates and Dr. Fake, Dr. Fauci, all of them. They want to destroy the earth. It's hard to destroy a water body. Somebody can shoot you. And I mean, some people survive gunshots. Depends on what kind it is. But they want to destroy the earth. And they want to destroy your soul and your mind and your body and your spirit, your will, emotions, intellect. They want to destroy everything. Because they're not connected to the Creator. They're connected to what? the destroyer, the devil. He doesn't build, he only destroys. When you really see the simulation.
In a quarter mile, enter the roundabout and take the second exit onto Lake Jeanette Road.
And it's so easy to see it once somebody explains it to you. Look at everything repeating. The bricks, the dashes, the clouds even repeat, the trees repeat, the grass blades repeat. If I was to go to another city, there's dirt there, there's water there, there's sand there, there's trees there.
Roundabout and take the second exit onto Lake Jeanette Road.
Doesn't matter where you go, you're still there. Here or there, you're still there. T-H-E-R-E. Notice the T and the H-E-R-E. And notice the R-E is he. He-re. Where are you? There, over there. Where? Here. H-E-R-E. Re, he. He, him, it. That eternal life. So you're hid in Christ in God. So no matter where you go, you're in him. You can't escape it. You can't run. Well, you can dig down into hell, the Bible says, but you can't escape God. In him we live and breathe and have our being. Re, he. H-E-R-E. Again. Again. R-E is again.
You're in a hid. Quarter mile, turn right.
No matter where you are, you're in him. He, him, it, that eternal life. Again, 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 moment by moment, day by day, month by month, year by year, you're always in Christ.
Turn
you can't
right,
run from
then
it.
Turn
if
left.
You try to run from it, you're destroying yourself. Hello? I'm giving you the truth. Do you want the truth? Or do you want some kind of fake reality? It's a simulation, people. If you can't wake up, if you can't see it, after all the stuff I've said, I'm sorry. I've done my best. I did the best I could.